Tom King back here at Jack Torrizzani Field. Take a look at the starting lineups for today's game. First of all, for D.C. Everest, Mason Hagenbusher is the catcher leading off. Sean Lidke plays right field and hits second. Michael Plaza, who's been ripping the cover off the ball, hits third. He's in left field. Cody Cucker is at third base hitting cleanup. Wyatt Brown is in center field batting fifth. Brady Burrell, the pitcher, he's going to go a couple of innings, according to Everest coach Dave Langben today. He bats sixth. Nathan Sleepert is the second baseman, and he will hit seventh. Josh Merchant at first base batting eighth, and Alex Kell is at shortstop and hits ninth. For the Lumberjacks, Jordan Heiding at shortstop leads off. Willie Brand is the DH today batting second. Cam Gritzmacher in right field hits third. Ben Schubring playing third base today batting cleanup. Ian Corbett is at first base. Luke Strick, the second baseman, hits sixth. Sam Romanski batting seventh and catching. Bryce Widmark is pitching and batting eighth. Brendan Becker in left field hitting ninth. Tanner Denke is in center field today for the Lumberjacks and head coach Steve Heinrich. Everest coming in with a record of 10-8, 5-6 in the conference. Lumberjacks 5-12 overall, just two wins in the Valley Conference, both of those coming against the Wausau West Warriors.
For the Evergreens, the catcher, number 35, Mason Hagenbusher.
Hagenbusher stands in to lead things off. He's a left-handed batter facing the righty Bryce Widmark. Widmark's been up and down on the mound this year. If there's any question about that, you could say that probably for all of the East pitchers. When you have a record of just five wins, you know you've had some question marks at almost everything, hitting, pitching, and defense. First pitch, though, is a fastball on the outside part of the plate for a strike, and it's 0-1. Widmark last pitched in the doubleheader against Merrill. Breaking ball swung on and missed. Good curveball there from Widmark, and Hagenbusher was over the top of it, and it's 0-2. Good downward movement on that curveball that time. The 0-2 pitch. Fastball tried down low and missed. It's 1-2. Good spot to miss there, though. Down and in. Widmark ready. The wind and the pitch. Breaking ball. That's hit hard to the ground for a base hit into right field in the hole between first and second. So Hagenbusher leads off the game with a base hit. And the Evergreens have a runner here with nobody out in the first inning, and that'll bring up Sean Lidke, the right fielder.
Next batter, right fielder, number 32, Sean Lidke.
Ian Corbett playing first base today as Schubring moves over to third while Widmark is pitching. We did talk to Dave Langman, the Everest coach, didn't have a chance to play that. Actually had some problems. First pitch is in the dirt, goes off the shin guard of Romanski, and that allows Hagenbusher to go to second on the wild pitch. Basically, what he's looking for is a little bit more consistency from his pitching staff going toward the tournament. He likes the way his team's been hitting the ball. They've got a tough non-conference matchup on Saturday against Middleton and Kimberly. Down in Middleton, next pitch is high with the fastball, and it's 2-0 now. Everest opens the tournament Tuesday at home against Rhinelander. The Hodags dropped a doubleheader earlier this week to Medford. Rhinelander in action today. They've got Wausau West in a non-conference game up at Hodag Park going on today. Lumberjacks finish up the season tomorrow right here against Marathon. Stretch by Widmark, the check of the runner at second. Here's the pitch. That's way high. 3-0 now to Lidke. Do is put a bunch of guys on base for Plaza. Plaza's just been red hot, ripping the ball. And give him a chance to bat with guys on base. It's not an optimum situation. The stretch by Widmark, the 3-0 pitch. That's high again, ball four, a four-pitch walk. So Lidke puts runners on first and second and nobody out for Michael Plaza. Lumberjack Evergreen Baseball is brought to you in part today by Ministry St. Clair's Hospital, proud to sponsor Lumberjack and Evergreen Sports, because the world needs more great teams. Get to know them better at ministryhealth.org. Don't forget, we've got Woodchucks Baseball for you tonight. As soon as we are done here, the Woodchucks will play at Wisconsin Rapids. Both of those teams are 0-2 to start the Northwoods League season. Something's got to give tonight. And Sean Kellerman will have the call for you when we are done here. Hagenbusher at second, Lidke at first. Plaza at the plate, stretching the pitch. It's a curveball, and Plaza lifts a fly ball to center field. Playable, though, for Denke out there, and he'll make the catch. Plaza out on his front foot there, took something off that one, and gets a big out right there. One down, runner still at first and second for Cody Cucker.
Next batter, number 17, third baseman, Cody Cucker.
So Cucker will end in to face Widmark here with runners still at first and second. That's a big out getting Plaza in that situation. He was first ball swinging and got out on his front foot, hit a routine fly ball to center field. Widmark stretches, the pitch is inside, ball one. Lumberjacks begin the tournament on Tuesday at Merrill against the Blue Jays. Merrill playing good baseball here down the stretch. The stretch, the check of the runners, and the pitch. Fastball, that's in there for a strike at the runners, and it's 1-1 now. One ball, one strike to Cody Cucker, the Evergreen third baseman. The stretch and the pitch. Breaking ball. That's chopped towards short. Heiding's got it. Flip to second for one. Strix relay is in time. Double play, and the inning is over. So the Lumberjacks get out of it. Widmark works out of the jam. Gets Plaza to fly out, and then Cucker to hit into a 6-4-3 double play. For Everest in the first, no runs, one hit, no errors, and one man left. And the score after a half inning, Evergreen's nothing. East coming up. You're listening to Lumberjack Evergreen Baseball on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
Where you bank does make a difference, a big difference. Cloverbelt Credit Union is celebrating being voted the best credit union for the third consecutive year in the Wausau Daily Herald's Reader's Choice Awards. People know Cloverbelt for great rates, for great service, and for big difference benefits like free checking and a free check card that comes with rewards and benefits. You earn rewards points that are redeemable. Stuff just for using your CCU check card. Love that word, free? Right now, Cloverbelt is offering a special bonus. Finance any loan at CCU and you'll receive a free voucher that admits up to four people to Mount Olympus Water Park in Wisconsin Dells. How cool is that? Cloverbelt Credit Union is big on financing fun. Whatever you need to finance, CCU has the best rates, and for a limited time, a free voucher that admits up to four people to free Mount Olympus Water Park with any CCU loan. Details online at ccuwausau.com or call 715-842-5693. Clover Belt Credit Union. Where you bank does make a difference.
Fox Sports Radio.
Tom King back here at Jack Torrizzotti Field as we go to the bottom of the first. Lumberjacks have Heiding, Brand, and Gritzmacher to bat here against Brady Burrell. Burrell pitched on Tuesday. Didn't have a good outing against the Merrill Blue Jays, so he's going to get a couple of innings of work here. Tried to work through some of his issues from earlier, and then he'll be ready to go in the tournament next week. Coach Langbin told me that it is going to be his son, Logan Langbin, freshman, who is going to get some relief work today against the Lumberjacks after Burrell pitches his two innings. Figured it was better for him to get his feet wet here in this one than against the powerhouses from Kimberly and Middleton this weekend. So Jordan Heiding will lead things off. Heiding had a base hit and scored a run in the game Tuesday against Rapids. And the right-handed hitting, Heiding stands in against the right-hander Burrell. First pitch, swung on and missed. He went after one up in the zone, and it's 0-1. Nothing in one. Burrell ready. Pitch. Slow pitch is fouled out of play and hiding in the hole, 0-2. Just an absolutely gorgeous day here. Very little wind, light breeze blowing in from center field, but no clouds. So the sun may be an issue for the third baseman, shortstop, left fielder as we go through the day and the sun drops lower in the sky. Next pitch down in the dirt, and it's 1-2. And if it's not one thing, it's another. The Lumberjack field here was wet for much of the spring, and now the pump that handles the hose is broken, and so they couldn't water the field today. So the infield's as hard as a rock today. They've got a big youth tournament here this weekend on all the fields, so hopefully they can get that pump fixed tomorrow. Otherwise, these fields are going to be really hard. Considering it's supposed to be like this nice again tomorrow with very few clouds. The line, the 1-2 pitch. down the right field line. That's turning foul. It's going to drop for a foul ball. Pardon me. First baseman went back to take a look. That's Josh Merchant, but it fell foul. And Heiding stays alive. The count remains 1-2. So the ball, once it gets off the grass, is going to scoot quick. And this grass is normally thick, but it has been cut. So a quick infield here tonight on ground balls. Next pitch by Burrell. That drops outside, and it's 2-2. Took something off that one, and it fell out of the strike zone. Two balls, two strikes to the East leadoff man, Jordan Heiding. Burrell ready, and the pitch. Fastball, that's lifted in the air to shallow right field, and that is going to be caught by the second baseman. Nice over-the-shoulder catch out there by... And there's one down. Willie Brand, the DH, will stand in.
Number 16, the designated batter, Willie Brand.
Brand had a double in the game on Tuesday, also laid down a sack bunt. And the lefty hitting Brand stands in now with nobody on and one out in the first. Burrell ready the pitch. That's high, ball one. One ball and no strikes. Burrell ready again. And that's in the dirt, pops back to the screen. Two balls and no strikes now. Lumberjack Evergreen Baseball is brought to you in part by the Bone and Joint Center. You can see an orthopedic specialist right away with no appointment or referral needed at the new Bone and Joint Center's Walk-In Care, open in Wausau Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. until 4 p.m. The wide and the pitch. That catches the outside corner, and it's 2-1. Two balls, one strike on the East DH. Burrell gets the sign he wants, and he fires. Brand lifts it in the air to right center field, and no one is going to... That ball caught. It is a running catch by the center fielder, Wyatt Brown. And I'll tell you what, we're familiar with Wyatt Brown's speed. He somehow got to that ball. It hung in the air for a long time, but it didn't look like anybody was going to get it in the gap in right center. But Brown ran it down and caught it about knee level.
Next batter.
For the out. So a couple of good defensive plays for Everest here on the first two hitters. And now Cam Gritzmacher, the right fielder, will stand in. Pitch is at the knees for a strike, and it's 0-1. That ball hung up in the air a long time, but Wyatt Brown had to go a long way to get it. I was looking at this lineup today. Wyatt Brown batting fifth. He's got to be the fastest number five hitter around. And Gritzmacher gets jammed. It's a little number to short, a little spinner. Play made, though, as Sleeper throws him out for the out. And the Lumberjacks go 1-2-3 here in the first inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left. Score after one complete remains. Evergreen's nothing, East nothing. Back in a moment. You're listening to Lumberjack Baseball on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
Whoa!
Accidents happen as quickly as one wrong step. Get your foot in the door faster at Bone and Joint Walk-In Care. You can see an orthopedic specialist right away. No appointment or referral needed. It's less expensive than an ER visit, and most insurance plans are accepted. Bone and Joint Walk-In Care. Care right away. Learn more at bonejoint.net.
You know a good teammate when you see one. Hardworking, reliable, and most of all, someone who knows that success is best achieved when people work together. At Ministry Medical Group and Ministry St. Clair's Hospital, we work with all of our patients as a team to make the best decisions for their health. That's why we're proud to sponsor Wausau East Lumberjack Sports, because the world needs more great teams. Get to know us better at ministryhealth.org, Ministry Healthcare. Knowing you better means treating you better.
We are Fox Sports!
And we're back here at Jack Torrizani Field at Wausau East. No score as we go to the top of the second inning. And the Evergreens We'll send up Wyatt Brown, Brady Burrell, and Nathan Sleepert here to face Bryce Widmark.
Batting number 23, center fielder Wyatt Brown.
Brown just made the great play out in center field on Willie Brand's ball. First pitch from Widmark. Breaking ball dropped it in there at the letters, and it's 0-1. Widmark ready. The 0-1 pitch. Swings and misses at a ball in the dirt. Widmark threw a changeup that was downstairs, and Brown couldn't lay off, and he's in the hole, 0-2 now. The wind and the pitch. Breaking ball stays inside and a little bit up, and it's 1-2. One ball on the Everest leadoff man here in the second inning. Here's Widmark's pitch. Chopped towards short, hiding charges. Makes the play. The throw across is in time. Corbett with the stretch and the out recorded. And Brown is down for the first out here in the second inning. Brady Burrell will bat now. First at bat for Burrell here this afternoon.
Brady Burrell.
Reminder to check out Everything Lumberjacks and Everything Evergreens websites. Part of our website, foxsportswausau.com. Widmark's first pitch is a fat at the heart of the plate, and it's 0-1. You can find the podcasts of the games. You can find pictures. You can find stories about the games. Next pitch, breaky ball, and that's chopped foul toward the Everest dugout on the first base side, and Burrell in the hole, 0-2. Widmark throwing strikes and working back in the first inning, but for the most part he's been working ahead here. Burrell digs back in. The 0-2 pitch swung on and missed. He went right after him, didn't nibble, didn't mess around, threw a fastball inside part of the plate, and Burrell didn't get it, and there are two down here in the second inning. So Widmark challenging Burrell with a fastball and an 0-2 count and struck him out. Nathan Sleepert, the second baseman, will stand in.
Nathan Sleepert.
First pitch, breaking ball, nearly hit him, stayed upstairs and inside, and it's 1-0. The wind and the 1-0 pitch, that's in the dirt. Backhanded by Sam Romanski. Defensively for the Lumberjacks, Brennan, Tanner Denke in center, Cam Gritzmacher in right. Third to first, it's Ben Schubert, Jordan Heiding, Luke Strick, and Ian Corbett. Sam Romanski behind the plate. I would imagine if Widmark can go deep in this game, Schubring might get a little bit of work, but tomorrow it'll be Schubring and Willie Brand. Next pitch is outside, so 3-0. So, of course, as soon as I say that Widmark's been working ahead, he goes 3-0 on Sleepert here with two down and nobody on in the second inning. Evergreen's threatened in the first, but the Lumberjacks got a double play to get out of it. And the pitch. That's outside. That's ball four, I believe. Nope, 3-1. All right, one of those pitches was a strike, apparently. 3-1 the count now. Okay, 3-1, and the pitch popped up in foul ground. Romanski comes back, takes a look at it, and can't make the play. As so often is the case, as a catcher goes back for a foul ball like that, he'll overrun it, get too far to the screen, and then the ball comes back in toward the infield. And that's what happened there. So Sleepert has life. Count now full, though, 3-2. The ball did tick off Romanski's glove, so if Sleepert does reach here, that would be charged as an error. The 3-2 pitch just missed outside, and Sleepert is on with a walk. Good, tough pitch to lay off with two strikes. So there will be an error charged on that foul tip or foul ball that Romanski couldn't make a play on. And it'll bring up Josh Merchant, the first baseman.
Josh Merchant.
Two down, runner at first. See if the Evergreens start the runner here to try to get a man in scoring position with two outs. Stretch by Widmark. Runner pitch swung on and missed. Merchant waved at that one. Curveball that was off the plate and down, and a swing and a miss makes the count 0-1. Nothing in one. Runner takes his lead. And the pitch. Runner stays where he is. Curveball. That cuts in there on the inside part of the plate. And Widmark is ahead 0-2. Merchant looks down at Dave Langman in the coach's box. Let's see if he starts the runner here. The stretch. Long look at first. Now time called at the plate. Widmark trying to get to Sleeper to flinch a little bit, see if he's going to take off here. Merchant is a big dude standing in there. Here's the pitcher, stays where he is. Little chopper, that's foul. He went after a high pitch. Fouled it at the plate, still 0-2. Nothing in two on the Everest first baseman. We're in the second inning, no score. Evergreens have a runner at first with two outs. Widmark the stretch, the check, and the pitch. That's grounded hard in the hole in the left field for a base hit. Widmark got too much of the plate that time, and Merchant able to turn on it and send it in the hole for a hit. Sleaford stops at second. So Evergreens with runners on first and second now, and two outs for shortstop Alex Kell. East-West Baseball is brought to you in part by, or East Everest Baseball today, brought to you in part by Meats. When it comes to the best meat, nobody does it better for you than Country Fresh Meats on the corner of 29 and J in Weston. So Kell stands in now with two outs, runners at first and second. The stretch by Widmark and the pitch. Fastball high, and it's 1-0. Lumberjacks in their red jerseys, white trim, white pants with the red stripes. Evergreens with their green jerseys, yellow trim, and gray pants. The stretch and the pitch. That's grounded once again in the hole in the left field. Wrecker's going to charge. Run's going to try to score. Throw is cut off, and the run will score as Sleeper comes diving across home plate. Even though he didn't have to, they cut the throw off. So back-to-back hits and an RBI single for Alex Kell, and the Evergreens are on top. 1-0. And once again, a case of the Lumberjacks not making a play that would have got them out of an inning. And the Evergreens stringing together a walk and two hits after that and pushing across a run.
He's
in the dugout out of the inning with nothing across. Couldn't make a play on a foul ball. Top of the order, Hagenbusher is in. Ball in the dirt, blocked by Romanski. Pops out in front of the mound, or in front of the plate, and he chases it down. Runners stay where they are. Not a whole lot of speed now at second base with Josh Merchant there. Hagenbusher singled his first time up. And has a chance to drive in a run here with another base hit. Although, it's going to take something away from a fielder to score Merchant from second. Next pitch is in there, high strike. At the letters, and it's 1-1. That's been the problem for the Lumberjacks this year, is when they do, they tend to be costly ones and give up runs in the process. Next pitch, a little chopper towards second. Luke Strick fields it cleanly. The throw is in time for the out, and the inning is over. But the Evergreens punch across one run on a couple of hits. There was one error and two left, and the score, after 1.5 innings of play, now Everest 1, East nothing. Back in a moment. You're listening to Lumberjack Evergreen Baseball on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
Behind every successful business is a solid banking relationship. Hi, I'm Randy Balk, president of InterCity State Bank. Whether you're a startup or established business, InterCity welcomes the opportunity to work with you. We're here to help evaluate the needs for growing your business with financing options for equipment, working capital, and expansion projects. Intercity's business services include remote draft capture, real-time online access, and a variety of online business banking services to enhance the management of your finances. It's part of the Intercity commitment to helping business succeed. Banking relationship community. If it's time to explore a new banking relationship for your business, give us a call. We are open for business lending. We are Intercity State Bank, providing financing for commercial, small business, and municipal projects with offices in Wausau, Schofield, and Weston.
Member FDIC, NMLS number 433-884.
Fox Sports Radio.
And we're back here at Jack Torrizzani Field. We go to the bottom of the second inning. Lumberjacks trailing 1-0. And we'll have Ben Schubert bringing in Corbett and Luke Strick to face Brady Burrell here. Tomorrow we will have East Lumberjacks taking on Marathon in that non-conference game. That's a 4:30 start tomorrow. And then it'll be Woodchucks baseball, the home opener at newly renovated Athletic Park tomorrow night for the Chucks. They welcome Madison in. Actually, Rapids, I think, tomorrow. Rapids tonight at Rapids. First pitch to Schubring is a changeup. Slides in there for a strike, and it's 0-1. Long look in by Burrell. Shakes off the sign. Now he gets the one he wants. The 0-1 pitch. Fastball. Schubring with a big cut. Fouls it back to the screen, and it's 0-2 now. Nothing in two on the Lumberjack third baseman, Ben Schubring. Burrell, the wind and the pitch. Breaking ball, he chases it in the dirt. Fielded by Hagenbusher, and he will throw out Schubring at first for the out. And there's one down. Schubring chases one, bouncing on the plate for the first down, and that'll bring up Ian Corbett playing first base today for
next batter, number 11, first baseman, Ian Corbett.
Right-handed hitting Corbett stands in. Burrell ready to work. Here it comes. Fastball high, ball one. Burrell ready. The 1-0 pitch. Corbett with a big hack and fouls it back, and it's 1-1. Evergreens with their next pitcher warming up down in the bullpen. That is the coach's son, Logan Langben. Get his varsity debut here today. Next pitch, Corbett, that bounces and back to the screen, and it's 2-1 now. Two balls and one strike. Lumberjack trying to get that tying run on base here. They're down 1-0. The wind and the pitch. Fastball. And that's there at the knees for a strike, and it's 2-2 now. Luke Strick waits on deck for the Lumberjacks. Long look in. Now Burrell ready to work. The wind, the 2-2 pitch. Fastball upstairs. Corbett couldn't lay off. He went after it and struck out. Two down here in the inning for the Lumberjacks, and that'll bring up Strick, the second baseman. Five in a row retired by Brady Burrell to start the game here.
Next batter, number 8, second baseman, Luke Strick.
So Strick stands in. Burrell ready. The wind and the pitch. Breaking ball and a good one. Catches the outside part of the plate, and it's 0-1. The wind and the 0-1 pitch. And Strick hits it hard, but right at the third baseman. And the play made over there by Cody Cucker, and the inning is over. So the Lumberjacks go 1-2-3 here in the second. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left. Score after two complete. It's Everest 1, East nothing. Back in a moment. You're listening to East Everest Baseball, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
Intercity State Bank has been serving the community since 1952 with financing for homes, vehicles, and business. Establishing a banking relationship with a local bank comes with peace of mind and convenience. Banking locally with people you know is a comfortable feeling. It's all about banking relationships, building community. At Intercity, our most popular checking is fee-free. And when it comes to home loans, people love the convenience of working with experts. Our lenders are local people you know. The lending decisions are made locally, and our fixed-rate mortgages are serviced locally. It's a great way to bank. Whether you're purchasing a home, building, remodeling, or refinancing your home, Intercity is here to help. Put the expertise of our lenders to work for you. I'm Randy Balk, president of Intercity State Bank, inviting you to come bank with us, with locations in Wausau, Schofield, and Weston.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 433-884.
Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio.
Tom King back here at Jack Torrizani Field at Wausau East. We go to the top of the third inning. Evergreen's leading 1-0. And they will have Sean Littke, Michael Plaza, and Cody Tucker to bat here in the inning.
Number 32, right fielder, Sean Littke.
They were able to push across an unearned run in the second after two were out. Littke walked his first time up. And a left-hander stands in now to face Bryce Widmark. The wind and the pitch. Fastball outside corner, and it's 0-1. See that Heiding, Shubring are not wearing sunglasses. I don't think Becker is in left field either. Next pitch, breaking ball. That stays a little bit high and outside, and it's 1-1. That sun is going to become a factor here shortly for the left fielder, shortstop, and third baseman. Here's the pitch, breaking ball. That's popped up, foul ground down the left field line. Shubring going out. He's not going to get there. It's a foul ball. And it's 1-2. One ball and two strikes. Lumberjack Evergreen Baseball brought to you in part today by Glenray Radiators, where quality and service go hand in hand. Glenray Radiators, serving the community since 1964 on Wausau. And also by the law firm of Mallory and Zimmerman, attorneys at law, proud supporter of local high school sports. One ball and two strikes on Sean Littke, the Evergreen right fielder. Widmark ready. Here it comes. Fastball high and outside. 2-2 now. Widmark, long look in. Gets the sign he wants. The 2-2 pitch. Breaking ball. Hit hard right back up the box and through into center field for a base hit. Right past Bryce Widmark on the mound, so Sean Littke stays with that breaking ball, takes it up the middle, and the Evergreens have the leadoff man on here in the third inning for Michael Plaza, who flew out to center field his first time up.
Michael Plaza.
Evergreens with base runners in every inning so far. Lumberjacks were able to turn a double play back in the could not get out of it in the second, where the Evergreens strung together a walk and a couple of base hits. Hunter takes his lead. That's Littke at first. He stays where he is. First pitch to Plaza is down low and inside. Ball one. East soccer, girls soccer team taking on DC Everest today as well. Hunter takes his lead. Widmark the stretch. The 1-0 pitch. Fastball way high, and it's 2-0 now. Two balls, no strikes. Plaza takes a look down at Dave Langben coaching down at third base. See if they want to put something on here with a 2-0 count. Runner at first. Stretch. Runner stays where he is. Plaza drives it to right field. Gritzmacher on the walk. Away from him. He can't get it. He dives, can't make the play. Littke had to slow down, but he will make it to third. And Plaza is going to hold at second base or at first base with a single. Lidke didn't pick up that ball right away and see that Gritzmacher wasn't going to get it as it was curving away from him. And Plaza had to slow down, so he stops at first. Lidke is able to make it to third, and the Evergreens have runners at the corners here with nobody out. And the third inning for Cody Cucker, the third baseman. He bounced into a double play his first time up. Lumberjacks would gladly take a double play here and give up a run if they could. Lidke the runner at third, Plaza at first. A slicing fly ball down right field side that Gritzmacher couldn't get to. The stretch by Widmark, and the pitch, there goes Plaza. The pitch is inside, and now it's just a late throw down to second base. Plaza steals it easily. So now 2 men in scoring position. That takes the double. The pitch was a strike, and it's 0-1. Lumberjacks will play back here up the middle. Corbett's up at first. Schubring back behind the bag at third. Stretch by Widmark and the pitch. And Cucker lifts it to deep left field. Becker's got a beat on that. He'll make the catch. The run is going to score. He gets the ball back in. And a sack fly for Cody Cucker to left field. One down. Lidke scores from third. And it's 2-0 Evergreens here in the third inning. And that'll bring up Wyatt Brown with Plaza still at second base. Brown grounded out to short his first time up.
Batter, center fielder, number 23, Wyatt Brown.
Widmark the stretch. And the pitch to Brown. That stays high. Ball one. Still to come tonight, Woodchucks baseball as they take on Wisconsin Rapids on the road. We'll join that game as soon as we are done here. Next pitch is a little bit outside, 2-0 now. Woodchucks and Wisconsin Rapids scoring off tonight at Witter Field. Both teams looking for their first win in Northwoods League play. They're both 0-2 coming in. Sean Kellerman will have the call tonight right here. Stretch by Widmark and the pitch. Check swing. Did he go? Did he go? They ask out, and they say no. And it's 3-0. Three balls, no strikes on Wyatt Brown. Widmark, the long look in. Now he steps off. Plaza with good speed at second base. The stretch, hiding slides in behind Brown, behind Plaza, who gets back to second. Next pitch is a fastball high and tight to Brown, and it's ball four. So runners at first and second now with one out for Brady Burrell. Burrell struck out his first time up.
Next batter, the pitcher, number 16, Brady Burrell.
So Burrell digs in, and will hit here with runners at first and second and one down. Widmark the stretch and the pitch. Breaking ball inside. Didn't break it up, and it's 1-0. Takes a long look down at Coach Langman. There are nobody out, so maybe a bunt in order here. Move a couple of runners into scoring position. Stretch by Widmark. Burrell will swing. Runner. There's a swing, and what are we going to have there? Just a foul ball, or did the bat hit the catcher's glove? Runners have to go back anyway. So it's 1-1 now on Burrell. One ball and one strike. They started the runners there. Runners on first and second. Hit and run with Burrell at the plate. Stretch by Widmark. The check and the pitch. Runners stay where they are. He swings at a high pitch out of the zone. Fouls it back. And it's 1-2 now. One ball and two strikes. Another long look down. Again, you're not going to hit and run here, so if he is going to call something, it would be a straight steal, try to stay out of the double play. Stretch by Widmark. Runners aren't going anywhere. Here's the pitch. Check swing by Burrell on a ball that slid out of the zone, and it's 2-2. Tried to get him to chase one down and outside, and he wouldn't do it. 2 balls, 2 strikes. 1 out and a run in here in the third. Evergreen's leading 2-0. Widmark, the stretch. Runners go. Pitches. Strike three call. The throw down to the third. Gets past Shubring. And that will allow another run to score. Romanski's throw. Short hop Shubring, and he didn't block it. And the ball goes into left field. So another unearned run for the Evergreens here. Burrell strikes out on the inside pitch on the corner. And the one here on the throwing error. Romanski will get the error, but Shubring's got to block that ball, especially with a runner coming into third base. You got to keep that ball from going in the outfield and allowing the run to score. 2 runs in here. It's 3-0 Evergreens, and Nathan Sleeper at the second baseman will come up. First pitch from Widmark is inside, ball one. Wyatt Brown advanced to third base on that throwing error after Plaza came in to score. The wind there, the stretch in the pitch popped up, foul ground, and it looks like it's going to get out of play, and it will, third base side, and it's 1-1. East Everest Baseball brought to you in part today by Brainerd Funeral Home, helping people celebrate lives past with personalized funeral services. Brainerd Funeral Home, supporting Lumberjack and Evergreen Sports. 1 ball and 1 strike.
Number 22, second base.
Nathan.
Up to that.
He walked his first time up. Wyatt Brown takes his lead at third. Widmark pitching out of the windup here. The 1-1 pitch. That's down low, 2-1. Two of the Evergreens' 3 runs are unearned here this afternoon so far. Next pitch by Widmark. That's inside again, 3-1 now. Three balls, 1 strike. And the pitch. Chop toward third. Shubring keeps it in front of him, and he bobbles it and won't have a play, and another run will score. And another unearned run for the Evergreens on the air. He knocked it down with his chest, and then when he tried to pick it up, he dropped it. So the error on Shubring allows the run to score, and another base runner, that's Sleeper at first base.
The first baseman, Josh Merchant.
And Merchant will stand in. He singled his first time up. Widmark out of the stretch. Here's the pitch. Swung on and missed. Slow curveball. Merchant way out in front. And it's 0-1. So the defense has been a problem here so far for the Lumberjacks. 3 errors in the game, all leading to runs. Next pitch, breaky ball stayed high, and it's 1-1 now on Josh Merchant. One ball and 1 strike. Stretch and the pitch. Merchant with a swing and a foul back to the screen, and it's 1-2. Evergreen's leading now 4-0. 3 runs here in the inning, 2 of them unearned. The stretch by Widmark. The 1-2 pitch. Breaking ball, Merchant swings, it's in the dirt, Romanski picks it up, he's got time, and he throws it away, throws it into the ground, and the runner is going to be safe. So there's a strikeout, and then a throwing error on Sam Romanski. is on second. Merchant now on first. And the wheels have come off for the Lumberjacks here in the third inning.
Next batter, number 31, the shortstop, Alex Kell.
And Alex Kell will stand in, the shortstop. An RBI single for him back in the second inning. Runners take their leads. And the pitch. That's down low, ball one. Nothing in one. Or make that one and nothing on Alex Kell. Widmark the stretch. And the pitch. Fastball grounded towards short. Heiding's got it. And will take it himself at second base for the out. And the inning is over. But the Evergreens score three times on two hits. There were three errors and two left. And the score, after two and a half innings of play, is now Everest 4, East nothing. Back in a moment, you're listening to Lumberjack Evergreen Baseball, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
New boyfriend or just friends, LOL or OMG, call, text, or email.
Mom.
These days, keeping up with your child can be puzzling. But when it comes to straightening your child's smile, you can rest assured that an orthodontist can solve the puzzle. Only orthodontists have an additional 2 to 3 years of education beyond dental school to become specialists in straightening and aligning teeth. So get it right. See the specialist.
DeVorney Orthodontics. Make an appointment today by calling 715-842-5688 or visit DeVorneyOrtho.com.
You know a good teammate when you see one. Hardworking, reliable, and most of all, someone who knows that success is best achieved when people work together. At Ministry Medical Group and Ministry Hospital, we work with all of our patients as a team to make the best decisions for their health. That's why we're proud to sponsor DC Everest High School Evergreen Sports, because the world needs more great teams. Get to know us better at ministryhealth.org. Ministry Healthcare. Knowing you better means treating you better.
We are Buckhorns!
Tom King back here at Jack Torrizzani Field. Lumberjacks in a hole now, 4-0, as they come to bat here in the third inning. Sam Romanski will lead things off for East against Brady Burrell, out there for his third inning of work. Faced the minimum so far, six up, six down, so pitch count is down low enough that Dave Langman will leave him in there for a third inning of work. He told me before the game he was only going to work two because he did pitch on Tuesday. First pitch to Romanski, and that's hit on the line down the left field line, and that is going to fall for a base hit. Cut off nicely out there by the left fielder Plaza, so Romanski is held to a single. Hit of the game for the Lumberjacks. The throw came in, went over the pitcher's head, but time had been called. We're going to get a courtesy runner for Romanski. That's going to be Adam Peterson.
First base, number 12, Adam Peterson.
So Peterson will run here for Romanski. And that'll bring up Bryce Widmark for the first time today.
Next batter for the Lumberjacks, number 17, the pitcher, Bryce Widmark.
We're in the bottom of the third inning. Everest leading 4-0. Three of their four runs are unearned here today. So the Lumberjacks have to claw their way back. And a good start here in the third, a leadoff single for Sam Romanski. Peterson, the courtesy runner at first, and Widmark digs in. Burrell the stretch, and the pitch. There's a strike just above the knees, and it's 0-1. Nothing and one. Now throw over. Peterson dives back in safely. Nothing in one, the count. Peterson takes his lead and the pitch to Widmark. There's another strike just below the letters, and Widmark in the hole, 0-2. The problem that Widmark has had at the plate this year is he takes a lot of good pitches. Finds himself in the hole quite a bit. Nothing in two. And the pitch. Breaking ball, and an inside-out swing hit foul down the first baseline. and he'll stay alive, still 0-2. East Everest Baseball brought to you in part by DeVorney. More than a smile, see DeVorney Orthodontics. Or you can call them at 715-842-5688 or visit them online at DeVorneyOrthodontics.com. That's DeVorneyOrthodontics. Nothing in two to the Lumberjack pitcher, Bryce Widmark. Burrell ready to work. And the pitch. Fastball chopped towards second. And it's going to be in the hole into right field. Peterson's going to try to go to third now. The throw comes in. And he's able to get back to second base. Now Widmark is caught between first and second. And they're going to allow him to get back to first base. There were all kinds of possibilities there as the airmail throw over the third baseman's head. Peterson had stopped, though. And then Widmark, thinking Peterson was going, was three-quarters of the way down to second base and fell down, but he was able to get back to first. So back-to-back hits here in the inning for the Lumberjacks. And we're going to get a courtesy runner for Widmark at first base. That's Kyle Daniel. So now nobody out, two on for the Lumberjacks. Brennan Becker at the plate, hitting for the first time today.
Courtesy runner on first base, number one.
Runners take their leads.
Kyle Daniel.
You think maybe a bunt situation. We'll see. Burrell the stretch. Becker turns, and now the ball is in the dirt. Peterson is going to go to third base on the ball that bounced off of Hagenbusher in front of the plate. Daniel stays at first, but Peterson gets to third on the wild pitch. Becker had squared to bunt. The ball was in the dirt. He pulled it back. It's 1-0. So now all kinds of possibilities here. First and third, nobody out. And your number nine hitter up. Peterson pretty aggressive on the base paths and was able to make it to third base. Important for the Lumberjacks to get some runs here in this inning after a good start to the inning. Nobody out. Runners at the corners. Burrell with the stretch. And the pitch. That's high. Becker lays off. 2-0. Third baseman Cody Cucker on the grass at third. Infield shaded up the middle for Becker here. Hoping for a ground ball double play. If they can get it, they'll give up the run to get two. Stretch by Burrell. And the pitch. Becker swings and fouls it back to the screen, and it's 2-1. Top of the order waiting for the Lumberjacks. Jordan Heiding on deck. Two balls and one. Runners take their leads. Daniel's got a decent lead at first. Burrell the stretch. Now he'll throw over to first. Daniel dives back in safely. The stretch. The 2-1 pitch. There goes Daniel. The pitch is high, and Hagenbusher drops the ball. So Daniel will have the stolen base, and the Lumberjacks have two men in scoring position here with nobody out. And a 3-1 count on Brennan Becker. Base hit could cut this deficit in half here. Lumberjacks trailing 4-0. But threatening here in the third. Burrell a stretch. And the pitch. Becker lifts it in the air. Foul ground. Might be playable, but it looks like it is out of play. And the count now full. 3-2. Important to put the ball in play here now. Infield's playing back up the middle. They're conceding the run here to get the out. Got to put the bat on it. Peterson takes his lead at third. Daniel off at second. Burrell gets the sign he wants. The 3-2 pitch. Becker swings and misses. Chase one upstairs. And a big strikeout for Brady Burrell. There's one down here in the third. And that'll bring up Jordan Heiding. Heiding popped up to second his first time up.
Number 10, shortstop, Jordan Heiding.
Obviously, same thing here. Put the ball in play somewhere. Make him field it. I would imagine Peter on contact, especially the first to third. Merchant playing in on the grass at first. Pitch from Burrell. That's upstairs. Ball one. Willie Brand waits on deck. One down. We're in the third. Lumberjacks runners at second and third. Evergreen's leading here 4-0. The stretch. Now he steps off. Just an absolutely gorgeous summer day here at Jack Torrizzani Field. Not a cloud in the sky. Mid-80s temperature. The stretch by Burrell. The 1-0 pitch. And that's lifted in the air down the first base side foul. Merchant can't make the play, but the catch is made. And a beautiful play. But now the ball gets away and into the east dugout. The Evergreens let one get away. On a great defensive play once again by the second baseman, Sleaford, a sliding catch in foul territory. And he got up and immediately threw the ball home, but it got through Hagenbusher off his, I don't know if it went off his glove or off his shin guard, and into the east dugout. So the Lumberjacks steal a run here. Unearned run on the throwing error. And it's 4-1.
Next batter. Designated hitter, number 16, Willie Brand.
Daniel advanced. Daniel's going to get home plate as well. That's a two-base throwing error from the field, and Daniel is going to get home as well, and two runs are in. The umpires conferred, and a two-base throwing error by Sleaford, and two runs are in for the Lumberjacks here, both unearned. There are two down, though, and the base is now empty for Willie Brandt. So the Lumberjacks gave up three unearned runs to allow Everest to build the lead. DC Everest gives East two back here with a throwing error in the third inning. That was just a question there of Sleaford trying to do too much. He had a great sliding catch, and then he turned and immediately threw without really looking to see what the situation, because Peterson wasn't even going from third base. First pitch to Brand is fouled off the end of the bat. It's 0-1. So the Lumberjacks get a break here in the third, and it brings in two runs. 4-2, D.C. Everest with the lead. Two outs, nobody on for Willie Brandt. Next pitch, and Brandt hits one to center field, but playable. Wyatt Brown's got a beat on that. He'll put it away, and the inning is over. But the Lumberjacks get two here on two hits. There was one big error, and nobody left. And the score after three complete now. Everest 4, East 2. Back in a moment. You're listening to Lumberjack Evergreen Baseball, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
Where you banked. A big difference. Cloverbelt Credit Union is celebrating being voted the best credit union for the third consecutive year in the Wausau Daily Herald's Reader's Choice Awards. People know Cloverbelt for great rates, for great service, and for big difference benefits like free checking and a free check card that comes with rewards and benefits. You earn rewards points that are redeemable for all sorts of cool stuff just for using your CCU check card. Love that word, free? Right now, Cloverbelt is offering a special bonus. Finance any loan at CCU and you'll receive a free voucher that admits up to four people to Mount Olympus Water Park in Wisconsin Dells. How cool is that? Cloverbelt Credit Union is big on financing fun. Whatever you need to finance, CCU has the best rates, and for a limited time, a free voucher that admits up to four people to free Mount Olympus Water Park with any CCU loan. Details online at ccuwausau.com or call 715-842-5693. Cloverbelt Credit Union, where you bank does make a difference.
Fox Sports.
Tom King back here at Jack Torrizzani Field. Evergreen's leading the Lumberjacks 4-2 as we go to the fourth inning. A reminder once again, Woodchucks baseball coming your way tonight. The Woodchucks at Wisconsin Rapids. And we will have the game for you as soon as we are done here. We may have to join it a bit in progress, but we'll see how this game moves along here in the later innings.
Number 35,
top of the order for Everest against Bryce Widmark. Mason Hagenbusher will stand in. He has singled and grounded a second in two trips. Hagenbusher, Lidke, and Plaza scheduled here for Everest in the fourth inning. The line by Widmark and the pitch. That's in there for a strike, and it's 0-1. Mark ready, the 0-1 pitch. High with the fastball, 1-1 now. The wind and the 1-1 pitch. That's high and outside again, 2-1. Long look in, the 2-1 delivery. That's in the dirt. 3-1 now. I'm going to put extra guys on base with walks here. He just scored two runs to get back into this thing. Like a quick inning, get back to the plate. See if Widmark can work back here on Hagenbusher. The wind and the 3-1 pitch. That's in there for a strike, count out full. Hagenbusher taking on the inside part of the plate. The wind and the payoff pitch. That's popped up foul and out of play. Hagenbusher stays alive. Count still full. Lumberjacks take on Steve Warren's Marathon Red Raiders here tomorrow. Non-conference game. Final game of the regular season, and we'll have it for you live. It's a 4:30 start, 4:15 pregame here on Fox Sports Radio. Here's the pitch from Widmark. Swung on and missed. He went after a high one. Out of the zone. Didn't get it. And Hagenbusher is gone. One down here in the fourth. And that'll bring up Sean Lidke. Lidke has a walk and a single, scored a run back in the third.
Next batter, right fielder, number 32, Sean Lidke.
So Lidke digs in. And the pitch. That's in there for a strike at the knees, and it's 0-1. The wind and the 0-1 pitch. Grounded toward first. Corbett blocks that one, takes it on the hop, and will take it himself for the out. And there are two down here in the fourth inning. He didn't hit that one well. Might have been off the end of the bat. Corbett kept it in front of him and made the play. Two down here in the fourth for Michael Plaza.
Next batter, number 7, left fielder, Michael Plaza.
He flied to center, also singled and scored back in the third, has a stolen base as well. So two down, nobody on here for the Evergreens in the fourth inning. Taking a long time to get situated in the box. Now he's ready to go, and Widmark's ready to work. The wind and the pitch. That's in there. Good pitch at the knees for a strike, and it's 0-1. At times, Widmark has looked very sharp here today. At other times, he's been wiled up. The 0-1 pitch. Breaking ball. That is called a strike at the letters. High strike there, 0-2. Widmark will take that pitch. Probably don't want to throw that one again, though. With Plaza up there, he can hit that one a long way. Nothing in two. The wind and the pitch. Fastball swung on and missed. He chased it up and out of the zone, and the inning is over. Evergreens go 1-2-3 here in the fourth. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left. And the score after 3.5 remains. D.C. Everest 4, Lumberjacks 2. Back in a moment, you're listening to East Everest Baseball on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
Intercity State Bank has been serving the community.